This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
You look nice with a butt implant.
Yeah,
I bet you I would. I have a nice can. It's nice. It's
flattish. You want to get some on like Botox?
Do I have a lot of wrinkles?
No. I think you have an expressive face. It's a lot of face, but it's expressive.
Enough. All right? Because then I go to a dark place that I don't want to go to with you. Talk about you stealing from the Islanders. Oh. And that's how we set the whole thing off. I don't want to do it.
Give me all your money.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
You know what? I speak with my hands. They're visual weapons is what they are.
On 98.7 ESPN.
All right, DNR with you, 98.7 ESPN. This portion of the show, this is our final hour. I feel like,
that's it?
I don't know if you feel like this. Today's show is flying by.
Well, it was the list. I think it was the list that's really been the anchor.
It buoyed us?
Or the buoy, yeah.
Yeah.
Aren't you supposed to be leaving now?
No, I'm not leaving anything. Made a commitment to the show. If I didn't leave baseball,
not you. I'm talking to Dave. You can stay. You're not being a jerk.
After you, I mean, RJ? Did you count how many times you said we? Taking a wee on the in the
that's
article
what, that's
that you
the
read
article,
for 15
said.
Minutes.
I was reading an article. Ugh.
I was busy keeping a list of the involved the involved doctors that
you
we
know
were
what?
Sending.
He could have made it better if he did it in a British accent. It would have been a lot more entertaining.
At least I could have respected.
I don't know that
if you
do
read
a British
it.
Accent.
You've done French. You've done Italian. You did some, I don't know, you had Borat one time. That was supposed to be, I think, Italian.
You just did Australian where you're just
I don't know if a mic away.
Yeah, this one.
Listen, but that's a beautiful Italian. Beautiful.
Hold on, hold on.
Well,
hold on.
You
probably think I'm from Sicily.
I steamroll you right over your face. This is what I do.
Yeah. Right? So you hear that, you start thinking to yourself,
Southern Italy.
Yeah. Leaning Tower of Pisa. Where can I find that, sir?
Yeah, they kind of.
You go right down to the stop sign. You go left.
Right, I was in Positano. That's what I heard.
Also, the hand, very important. You close all the fingers together in a coupling, and you move the hand. You shake it back and forth. Like, hey, that's what you do. You go up and you go left.
The visual weapons.
Yes, visual. I tell you. Well, this portion of the show, driven by the All American Ford Auto Group, number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. So, I'm so disgusted with your Mets.
Why are they my Mets now?
I told you, it's childlike.
No.
This is exactly what it is. When they do well, they're our Mets. When they do poorly, they're your Mets.
Well, last night was not a great.
And the night before was not a great. And the games prior to the 5-game winning streak was not a great. You know, we keep saying it's so early, but the same problems continue to rear its ugly head. And that is, they don't really hit all that well. After Verlander and maybe Scherzer, you don't have a ton of confidence
in that.
Well,
but it has to be. It has to be, though. Like,
Scherzer,
let's just get that straight.
It has to be.
It has to be because Senga's good, but, I mean, there's still things that you worry about with him, right? I mean, another 5 walks last night, working from behind in the count, hasn't pitched well on the road.
Over 100 pitches in 5 innings.
Needs extra rest. What I didn't like last night, I'll tell you exactly what I didn't like last night, because you finally scored first, and it was Francisco Alvarez's 2-run home run. So you're on the board, it's 2-0, and what do we immediately do?
Gave the lead right up.
Right back.
Not only the lead, now you're losing.
Right back.
Next inning. Gone.
Now you're down 3-2.
Right. He didn't score the rest of the game.
No. Well, he had 4 hits, and Alvarez had 2 of them.
Correct.
And this is the guy that we're talking about potentially sending down.
There's no way.
Stop.
There is no way. I'm telling you right now,
if that happens, you'll lose me.
What does that mean?
You'll lose me.
So all of a sudden now, if Epler and Showalter decide we're going to send down Alvarez, you now cease to exist on the show.
No, I'll be here in body, but this fun, excitable,
the jovial
Rick
is gone.
Dead. I'll be like Saturday Dave.
Saturday Dave was elite.
Just bland.
People love that Saturday show.
Bland.
I'm not going to sit here and stand for that.
It's like a hard-boiled egg.
Who doesn't like the hard-boiled egg?
Yeah, you got to zhuzh it up, though.
Put a little salt on the hard-boiled egg.
Delicious.
It becomes delicious.
A little egg salad.
See?
I love Excel.
All right, so
I'm like the mayonnaise.
So I think you're good, but I don't appreciate this constant
nice
threatened
thick creamy mayonnaise.
Quit. Stop it.
It's delicious.
All right.
You don't put mayonnaise in your egg salad.
No.
You got to put mayonnaise in your egg salad. How do you make egg salad without mayonnaise?
I don't make egg salad. See, am I Julia Child?
You have no idea.
Egg, no.
What do you think egg salad is?
It's eggs.
And what
chopped
else?
Up eggs.
RJ, do you put mayonnaise in egg salad?
You're going to take this as a hot take, given your conversation. I don't love mayonnaise.
So what do you put in your tuna? You don't eat tuna?
Not really.
The Mets.
You guys are the worst. I don't know how I work here.
Put the Mets in your tuna.
The man doesn't know how to make egg salad.
I don't make egg salad.
Yeah, but it's not.
You know how I make egg salad? I go to the store and I say, can I get a half a pound of egg salad, please? I'm not asking for the full ingredients or what's going on in there.
What did you think when you eat egg salad?
I never thought
about it. Who makes eggs? Fluffy, beautiful eggs.
I don't think about it. I don't think to myself, I wonder what they've put into the egg salad. No, I walk up, can I have a pound of egg salad, please? Thank you.
This is how much I don't want to talk about the Mets. I want to break down egg salad.
I would prefer to talk about the Mets and how annoying I find them to be.
What's the most annoying and frustrating to me?
The fact that this team with $350 million is so flawed. They're so mediocre right now. But not only that, they're flawed. Rick, you're starting, and don't give me Quintana, because even if you had Quintana, you'd still have to pitch Carrasco. Carrasco feels like he's done. Lucchese was this desperation. Peterson stinks.
Well, it's depth, yeah, depth.
McGill has been bad. Senga has given you fits and spurts of being good. So I have the starting pitching, don't love it. Outside of, Robertson and Ottavino and Raley, Yankees have like a host of seven guys they can go to. That's pretty much it with the Mets. They really only have those three guys, maybe Drew Smith if you want to go there as well. And offensively, they're deficient. So, yeah, I find them to be very frustrating and very difficult to deal with. And I know they're 500. I know they're right there for a playoff spot, but I'm annoyed at the Mets.
Yeah, but I don't think, in your defense, though, when you say that they're 500 and you're disappointed with that, I think there are a lot of people calling and we've had a couple calls today, right? Like Verlander starts off the season, he's hurt. No Quintana. Scherzer hasn't been great. That's why they're 500. Well, your lineup has been whole. You haven't been dealing with injuries to your lineup. So that's the first part of it. And the second part is, and I know it's your schedule and you only play your schedule. Well, good for you while you're dealing with, struggling starting pitching and injury, stuff like that, is that you have a fairly, and I know everyone gets paid. I'm the first person that always says it. No such thing as a bad win. But you had a stretch of games where, 13 games that you looked at and said, okay, here's a great opportunity. And you went 4-9 in those games. And now you're in Chicago after... you want to talk about the juice being back and the excitement being back.
And you get ripped away right away?
Come from behind wins, one-run win. They're all 1-1. And that was the thing, though, too, is you didn't want to be the wet blanket on it. But when you watch those games...
They were miraculous wins.
Right, and they're one-run games. And then you go to Chicago, and boom. All those good feels
All the
gone.
Momentum feels like it's gone.
Gone.
And now
you got Carrasco on the mound.
To salvage the series, you have to rely on Carlos Carrasco, who has been nothing short of horrendous this season.
Yeah, it's not. This is not what you were hoping for. Obviously, that's a stupid comment. But seriously, you felt like, okay, we figured it out. We've turned that corner. Let's keep this thing rolling. And again, I know it's a stupid cliche, but it's the reality of baseball. It really is. The momentum stops with next day starting pitching. If you get great pitching, we'll keep it rolling. If you don't, and your lineup's not hitting on top of it, you don't have a chance. You don't have a shot.
But last night, the starting pitching wasn't all. I thought he was worse than 3 runs in 5 innings, but he was 3 runs in 5 innings. He was serviceable. And you had 4 hits.
You had 4 hits and 2 of them for Alvarez.
And I get it that Stroman is a good pitcher, but Stroman should not dominate you to that extent.
No, but he did. He pitched 8 really good innings, and then you have a chance in the 8th, 1st and 3rd, 1 out, and you hit into a ground, ground into a double play. Yeah, this has been a problem most of the season. Is you've had uneven to bad starting pitching. It hasn't carried the day.
Right.
And on top of that,
how many guys have been brutal in the start? Peterson has been awful.
Oh, they sent him down.
McGill, okay, but he pitched here quite a bit.
Well, yeah, but they were like...
McGill has been bad. Lucchese was okay and then turned bad. Carrasco has been awful. Scherzer has been mediocre.
Well, you were hoping not to see any of these guys, though. And when it was supposed to be, best case scenario, or how you envisioned it, was going to be Verlander, Scherzer, Quintana, Senga, and Carrasco. And you could deal with Carrasco being your 5th starter because you're going to get, elite production up top of the rotation.
Correct. And here we are. Let's go to Josh in the car. Good morning, Josh. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I agree. I think my concern really for the Mets is I think also Showalter is really messing with the lineup a lot as well. I really don't understand why he's not giving the young guys more time. I don't understand why we keep seeing Canna, Vogelbach, Escobar, Pham, like he's playing the wrong bats as well. So we don't have any bats because he keeps playing the wrong bats.
Well, I think on top of that, too, the fact that Marte hasn't been Marte this season has been a real problem for us. I mean, that was, I mean, when you looked at the top of this lineup, and we, listen, we've
such a consistently good hitter last year.
Well, but we praised them, right? Like, I mean, it was the Yankees that would have all these different lineups all the time. It's like every day you know, they would play, you know, rest roulette on the K show. Like, who's out? How's the lineup different?
Right.
And with the Mets is every single time you would turn the television on, it would be especially the top of that lineup, right? It would be Nimmo, Marte, Lindor, Alonso.
Right.
Every single day.
Every day.
And it was great. It worked. I mean, they were, what, fifth in Major League Baseball in runs. Like, they found a way to score runs on base percentage, runners in scoring position. They did all that stuff well. And this year, it hasn't been the same. Outside of Pete and his power numbers and the home runs, I mean, McNeil. And again, we said this, so this is not me just all of a sudden coming up with this. When we were going over back and forth like we do before season starts, you know, concerns, strengths, all those different things, we both said it. When you run back the same lineup, and you're doing the same exact thing, essentially, I mean, are guys going to have similar kind of seasons?
Well, I mean, look at them, right? Marte, who's the big one, has not. McNeil
won the batting title. He's not at that level right now.
I mean, it's not the same.
No, it's not the same. And on top of that, you're not getting the pitching that you hope to get.
And think of all the signings they made before last season. Escobar is virtually unplayable.
Canna, he's been replaced.
Canna is not having
if a good you had a better option, you'd probably play a better option.
So all of the, you know, at the trade deadline, in addition to last season's signings.
At some point, this is what's going to happen. I'm telling you right now, it has to happen, is McNeil will move to left and Mauricio will be up playing second.
Yeah, you feel a lot better about
that. Well, I mean, it's just it has to, like, because you got too many holes right now. Vogelbeck is a hole. Like, that's just, I'm done with that.
He's dreadful.
How about this? So, again, to the point where this is how your team is built, this is how you're going to have success. So, I took this on May 22nd, which was Monday. So, how many games since Monday? Whatever it is. The Mets had only had 10 quality starts as of Monday.
For the entire season?
Entire season, 10 quality starts.
And they had two of them
and
on.
And four came from May 17th to May 21st. In five games, they had four.
Because they had the doubleheader, they had two quality starts.
Only 10, in the matter of five games, they had four.
And define the quality start for everyone. It's six innings of three runs or less,
yep.
Which is hardly a great start.
Well, not when your team is based on great starting pitching.
So if you have an ERA of 4.5, that's a quality start. That is hardly a great start.
Not when you recognize how this team is supposed to win.
Well, they don't get length from any of their starters. Therein lies your problem. Yeah, and the bullpen's not good enough.
To get used as much as it's being used?
No, it's really not. But the thing is, you need, I would almost say a bullpen, I don't know, more important, but is almost equally as important as a starting rotation. Because how often do you get seven innings from a starter at this day and age
now,
in baseball? So then you need six, seven guys. They don't have six, seven guys.
Well, yeah, but you need that, or you also need, when you're paying your top two, $43 million a year, those guys to give you, to be the
well,
two.
Well, Verlander missed the first extended period of the season, and Scherzer has missed time and has not been great.
Well, no, but what do we always say about pitchers like that? Gerrit Cole, like the aces that get paid all that money, is that they're not affected by analytics. Like, for most of these guys, it's, like with, I'm sure at some point, if Nestor continues to struggle the way Nestor's, you know, struggling, third time through, they'll say, you know, it's a problem. We have to, you know, we recognize it, get to the third time through, we're to the bullpen.
He can't pitch, right.
As opposed to like a Gerrit Cole or a Verlander or a Scherzer, they're supposed to be immune to that. It doesn't matter if it's a third time through, they're our best option. Let's let them go as long as they can go, and then we'll go to our bullpen. Like, if those guys aren't doing that, and you're worried about Carrasco giving you any length or Senga giving you any length, your bullpen's going to be gassed.
You have no choice. You have no chance. Right?
You know, on top of that, now you're not scoring runs, and you're not getting quality starts. It's a mess.
It's almost miraculous they're sitting here at 500, to be honest with you. Let's go to Ted in the truck. Good morning, Teddy. You're on 98.7, buddy.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. What's going on, Ted?
I'm calling because of that list that you guys teased for 2 days, and then, you didn't really get, you know, anything after it. But the fact that Daniel Jones is behind Dak and Kirk Cousins is disgusting. He's better than both of them going forward. And I can make a case that he's better than Rodgers and Lawrence going forward.
Ted, sexy Ted the truck, you can't make it. Now, see, this is where you lose me all the time. You can't just be happy with making your first point, which isn't a terrible point. If you wanted to make an argument that he was better than Dak or Kirk Cousins, which I still wouldn't agree with the point.
But at least it's debatable.
Right.
Right, you're going to
you lose me.
There's not
Trevor
one person involved in the NFL that if you said you can have Daniel Jones or Trevor Lawrence, not one person would take Daniel Jones over Trevor Lawrence.
Did Daniel Jones beat the Jaguars last year and the Green Bay Packers?
Who cares?
So whatever team wins, that quarterback is better.
No, but Daniel Jones.
Zach Wilson beat Josh Allen?
Practice squad weapons.
Cooper Rush beat the Giants. He's officially better than Daniel Jones.
I like Daniel Jones. I think Daniel Jones could be a very good quarterback. I'm reserving the right to determine what I think he's going to be. He had a good season. He got better. They've added weapons. The offensive line should be better. But to sit here and tell me, you want to debate that against Kirk Cousins? I think that's fair. Dak Prescott, fair, right? I don't know that I agree, but at least that's conversational. To bring up Trevor Lawrence and Aaron Rodgers, you sound like an idiot. I like Ted. You sound like an idiot.
Well, but that's where he loses me because he always does this with Daniel Jones. I like Daniel Jones. How many times I have to tell him that I like Daniel Jones? And if you wanted to make an argument, I wouldn't agree with the argument. I would debate you that he could be at the bottom of that list with, you know, Kirk Cousins and Dak. I'd be willing to listen, and we go back and forth. But now you go with Aaron Rodgers and Trevor Lawrence. Come on, man. Like, that's just silly.
It's ridiculous. You know, Santiago, he hears Dak Prescott. He gets all
upset.
I hear Daniel Jones is better than Dak Prescott, and I lose it.
So you think that's
an idiotic take.
Idiotic. Do you think there's any chance that in the next 3 years you will change your belief of that?
No.
So under no circumstances can he be better than Dak Prescott?
I'm sure there's circumstances that could change, but I don't see those circumstances happening.
Are you disappointed with Dak Prescott's performance last year in the postseason?
I'm disappointed with the Cowboys as a whole performance.
The first game, he was great.
The second game, he was awful.
We talk about how awful he was. He was playing the best defense in the league.
And he was awful. How was Jalen Hurts against the best defense in the league?
He probably wouldn't have been as successful if the side didn't feature the third-string quarterback playing with one arm.
I think you're right about that. But how awful was he against the
Niners? You know, if the Cowboys were playing just Josh Johnson, they probably would have won that game.
That really is the biggest difference, though, if you think about it.
What?
Like, what you just said is probably the biggest difference. Is you take a quarterback that's good. Like, Dak Prescott is a really good quarterback.
There's no doubt he's a good quarterback.
Very good quarterback.
Yes.
Jalen Hurts, very good quarterback. Right, but you put them against elite defenses. There are times when the elite defense is going to shut them down. You put Patrick Mahomes against the two best defenses in the league last year.
Doesn't matter.
He lit up San Francisco. And he lit up the Eagles. Like, he's just
remember
the just different
how,
level.
How will they move forward without Tyreek Hill? Remember that conversation?
Well, I mean, it wasn't a crazy conversation.
No,
at the time.
But I mean, now it is. Like, is it fair to say that you no one can ever doubt him again?
Well, that whole, I mean, just the combination of him and Andy Reid. I mean, you want to talk about
being... And Kelsey. I think Kelsey's
the one you couldn't lose.
Yeah.
Kelsey's the one you couldn't lose. But, I mean, there's something to be said about being put in that kind of, like, the perfect storm where you're drafted by the perfect team with the perfect coach. You got the perfect security blanket or whatever you want to call it. Like, that relationship he has with Kelsey where they don't even have to, like it doesn't have to be the play. It's like a look and they just know where they're going to... I mean, that's...
You're right. All right, RJ, let's have it.
Now...
Touchdown! Rebound score!
The shit you missed.
Boy, let me tell you, Raymond, not happy about that call.
It's a bad call. Like, I understand being a homer
so
and feeling good about him.
With Dak Prescott,
but that's a dumb point. That is such a dumb point. I'm sorry, Ted.
You hear him?
You sorry?
Cooper Rush beat the Giants.
Yeah. He's so angry. He has such vitriol when it comes
to
Dak Prescott.
He wants to protect his guys.
Remember when I made him lose his composure?
Telling me that a guy who threw 15 touchdowns is somehow better. Like, okay. Like, granted, Dak Prescott threw a lot of interceptions last year. He's still, like, top 10 interception percentage all time, even with that.
Yeah.
The guy generally has taken care of the football in his career.
You know that Marcus Mariota threw as many touchdowns as Daniel Jones last year in 13 games?
I'm sure. I believe it. Yeah.
Yeah. Take that, Dave.
Yeah, at some point, Dak's going to have to win, though, Raymond.
I mean, at some point, the Cowboys as a whole are going to win. We've been talking about this for 25 years now, 30 years.
But at some point in a big game, he's going to have to show up, right?
I'm sorry. Was that playoff game not a big game? I'm sorry. Well, yeah, you talked about elite defenses. Did I imagine when Dak Prescott dropped 40 points on the Eagles last year?
Was that
a figment of my imagination?
The guy that you say he's better than, you see how angry he is? Daniel Jones was pretty darn good against Minnesota too, right?
Minnesota was awful. I think Dak dropped 50 on them.
Okay. All right.
He's dropping Dak Nugget Prescott. He's a Prescott apologist.
Right in your face.
He's going to fight you.
I got Santiago on that one.
There'd be a lot of probably.
Yeah,
I think I'm annoyed because of that. His challenging me, my fandom earlier today. I think that's what it comes down to.
You know what it is? Is you know I'm right.
Oh boy!
You know that you.
I'm dedicated to my work. I'm dedicated to making you sound good as part of my job, and I'm somehow at fault for that.
Doesn't take much effort. Oh, all you have to do is make sure I'm potted up, and I'm going to sound pretty good.
He pretty much insinuated you sound like that's crap fine. Without him.
We'll bring another person on the show.
Let's see how well you do.
I can get a computer screen that doesn't shut itself off.
I can go to sleep at a normal time and wake up like normal people. Let's see how well you do.
Wow.
Well, listen, you can say what you like. I don't know. I don't know what I'm supposed to say at this point.
This escalated feels
like
quickly.
It feels like you are off the rails.
We did take the escalator.
When you go to the Cowboys Jets game this year?
Yeah,
that's
he's
right.
Going.
I just hope you stay all the way through.
All right, listen. Oh,
that's my big concern.
Win or lose, I won't be here that Monday, so enjoy that.
That'll be a good thing.
Oh, boy.
Why?
All right.
What?
No.
You know this? He's not here the day after the Cowboys-Jets game?
Yes, how's he going to get home?
A plane?
This guy wants me to hop off the plane and come to the studio.
That's a very literal answer.
I'll tell you what. I won't be leaving that game early.
Okay. Like, I believe that.
All right.
That's your thing. That's who you are now. I'm Mr. I leave games early guy. And so are you.
I have kids.
Okay.
Stop it.
He might.
Oh my goodness. What's happening?
Marcus Stroman. He was good yesterday for the Cubs. 88 pitches over 8. His longest outing of the year. Out duels Kodai Senga, who sort of labored through 5. Gives up 3 runs. And Mets have now lost 2 in a row. They are even with the Miami Marlins in the standings at 25-25.
And Alcantara hasn't even been good this year.
You didn't have to do that, though. I mean, you didn't have to mention that in your stuff you missed.
He doesn't like the Mets, and he's going to take shots whenever he can.
Gross Yankees fan.
I have plenty of negative things coming on the Yankees. If you only watched 6 innings yesterday, you thought the Yankees were doing great. They didn't. They did horrible. 7th inning was horrible. Nestor Cortez gives up a homer. Jimmy Cordero comes in. He gives up 4 runs. Yankees lose. Sad. Josh Donaldson going to start a minor league rehab assignment in AAA today in Scranton. Giancarlo Stanton could be soon behind. He could start a rehab assignment this weekend. It's all happening.
It really is. I got a nice tweet.
Yeah?
From Chewy91. It says, get rid of this whiny crybaby Ray. Dak is a bum. We'll never win an argument, let alone a championship.
Was that a nice tweet, do you feel?
That doesn't seem like a nice tweet.
Did I say it's a nice tweet?
It's a nice, you definitely did. You definitely did. Well,
Every so often
you let it slip that you're just not a nice guy.
I'm not a nice guy. I think Ghost Scratch has a lot of really good, solid points.
I'm just a conduit.
It's all you are is a vessel.
That's right. I'm just bringing people's opinions to air.
You think no. I think yes.
You're Carl Malone. You're the mailman.
That's a nice tweet, you think?
The A's in the state of Nevada.
It's a love letter, basically.
Where are you getting stampeded?
A's in Nevada.
You are a rodeo clan at some point.
They finally seemingly have a tentative deal to move the A's to Vegas. Preliminary agreement for stadium funding seems to be nailed down. $1.5 billion ballpark in Vegas seems to be on the horizon. Matthew Tkachuk, that trade worked. Third game-winning goal of this postseason came with a little under 5 seconds left. Breaks a tie in game 4, sends the number 8-seeded Panthers to their first cup final in 27 years. Last time the Panthers made the cup final, Matthew Tkachuk, star of the series.
96.
Not born.
1996, that was the year of the rat, remember?
It was. On the rink.
Yeah. I believe they lost to the Colorado Avalanche.
That was Beezer.
Uwe Krupp scored the game-winning goal in that series.
You remember who killed the rat?
Wow. Oh,
Tockett?
No, come on.
No.
Was it Bellinby?
Yes.
Yes.
Nice.
Good job.
Maybe number 27. I don't know why.
No, I think he was 27.
Was he? Look at that.
Sergei Bobrovsky. Bob. Set the record for most saves in a 4-game sweep ever with 168.
Awesome.
4-3 win gives the Panthers a sweep, regardless of what Rob Brindamore says. And they await the winner of Vegas and Dallas, where Jamie Benn has been suspended for 2 games. For his cross-check on Mark Stone, Vegas leads that series 3-0. Ben is out tonight for Game 4. And if they're eliminated, they being the Stars, Jamie Benn will have to sit out the season opener next year.
Did you hear his explanation?
Yeah, do you have it?
You have to turn the mic on.
There you go.
What time is it? Yeah, do you have it?
Nah, we don't.
But great. Good.
Well, it's 27, so we got to go.
Yeah, we're pretty late here.
MetLife Stadium going to host two Stadium Series games in February of next year. One will be the Rangers and the Islanders, according to reports.
Super Bowl weekend.
Just this February. And the other will be the Devils and the Flyers. The Celtics neat tonight. Not something you missed, but something to look ahead to. Right here at 98.7 ESPN following Dan Grasso. Coverage at 8:30. Real quick, series over tonight?
No.
Kind of a weird story. Police had to conduct a welfare check on John Morant yesterday after he posted some cryptic messages on his Instagram.
Well, then he
story.
Post like bye.
One just said bye.
Yeah.
Apparently, he's just taking a break from social media and he's okay. And the Patriots have lost 2 days of OTAs as part of an off-season rules violation. Doesn't
what a
say,
shock.
Say what they did, but.
If I told you any team, you'd either say Washington or New England.
Oh, yeah. Did you see Washington now? They have to change their name again?
Why?
Because they couldn't get the...
They don't have the licensing agreement
they couldn't for the name.
Oh, my God.
Because that guy squatted on all of them.
Yes.
Yeah. And that is the bleep you missed.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Show just flew by today.
Flying by.
I wish we had more time, to be honest with you.
I'll do an extra hour. You want to do an extra hour?
I don't think it'll be approved, but okay. I would do an extra hour. How long do you think we could do? Before you're like, I have to be done. Start at 6. At what point do you think it would be like, I have nothing left in the tank?
Probably sometime like mid-afternoon, I think.
3 o'clock.
Yeah, probably 3.
So 9 hours, you would be like, I have...
If we had one... I'd probably go long. If we had one nice little small break to properly like just eat and relax.
How about if I said, I'm gonna take like the 10:30 segment, 11 o'clock segment, I'm going to screen calls by myself. I'll talk to callers.
Well, but then when would you get your little break?
Well, you'll do it at another point.
No, you know I can't do that.
It's like when Bobby and Cindy went on the
I know,
the
but
seesaw.
I need you, though.
Well, yeah, I don't know. So do you think there's any chance, like for charity, do you think you could do 24 consecutive hours?
Just me and you?
Me and you, 24 hours.
Yeah, probably.
Straight. You do?
Yeah, I think if we had full support, if like part of it was tied into like make sure we keep the phone lines busy and we could, you know, have good calls. Yeah.
RJ, you think that's accurate? You think we could do a 24-hour bonanza of a show? 6 a.m. to 6 a.m. the next day.
I think we could. Like, will we? No, but I think we could. What if?
Because you're lazy.
Is that how you take it?
Well, I don't know, because sometimes it just feels like you don't want to participate.
That might be fun to try. We go 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. the next day.
In like hour 14, what are we doing?
Well, who knows?
I mean, who knows?
There's plenty to do.
I mean, by hour 14, who knows where we're going?
I mean, what does it matter?
I mean, borderline ready to lose it. It could be great.
It could be fun. You'd be like, why is that? Why are all those bugs here? Yeah, right. There's no bugs at all.
Yeah, we could decorate. We decorate the studio finally.
We're in a soundproof studio.
Dave can paint the soundproofing,
paint the fabric walls.
Up next, we paint the walls.
That'll be like in the 4 o'clock in the afternoon kind of hour. Yeah. All right. So it's time for the daily DNR trivia question. Call the contest line 888-987-ESPN right now for your chance to qualify for a custom 2023 Ford Bronco. And to win VIP access to the ESPN New York Beach Bash on June the 30th. All brought to you by All American Ford Auto Group with huge locations throughout New Jersey, in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Head to ESPNNewYork.com. I have to turn the page. For promotion rules and info. You ready for the question?
We haven't opened for this.
Oh, yeah. Play the opener.
Today's All American Ford Trivia.
All right. So
nice.
Do I just ask the question now?
Is this bed better for you, by the way?
This bed's fine.
Okay.
Or did I complain about the other bed?
Yes, you did.
I'm sorry. Or do I ask the question now, or do I wait till we get the callers on the air and then ask the question? So I have the question ready to go. Now, here's another question for you.
Okay.
Say five people missed the first question. Do I have to continue to ask that question?
Yes.
Or could I shift to another question?
I don't think you have another question.
I have another question. Absolutely ready to go.
Do you have a question or RJ has a question for you?
RJ gave me this question. If this doesn't work, which I'm sure it will, I have additional questions in my mind chamber ready to go.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how legal works with that. If it has to be the same question.
Okay.
I'm unaware of the rules.
Are you ready to go here?
I'm ready.
Okay. Let's go to Trevor in Manhattan. Good morning, Trevor.
Good morning, Dave.
All right, here we go. You nervous? You excited?
When I'm with you on the phone, I'm always nervous.
Okay, I understand. It's a big moment.
Because he's creepy?
Rick Redoff, his...
He's my idol.
See? Ugh. I'm his idol.
Hey, Trevor, you can do better than this.
Trevor, you are going to get
Trevor,
this
you
right.
Trevor, you can do better than
you
this.
You take a breath, and you're going to do great. Here we go. Rick Red, Pro Football Focus, top 10 quarterbacks heading into 2023 before. One of them was jarring at number 9. Who is the 9th-ranked quarterback on the list?
I want to say Kirk Cousins.
You want to say it because it's accurate. Congratulations,
yes.
Trevor.
You like that? You like that?
Good
you
job
like
by
that.
You, Trevor.
Well
you
done.
Like that.
Oh, we do like that.
Yeah.
You got to find a better idol, man.
What do you mean?
Come on.
Listen, I'm a diehard Rothamaniac, all right?
Ugh. Yeah, that's right. Trevor, this I don't know if the masses would agree. Well, that could have been the finest caller ever to the show.
Of course.
He was
of course.
He was really good. Kind, generous,
if you
nice.
Think about it, though, I mean, if you are a, what do you call himself?
A Rothamaniac.
A Rothamaniac.
Yeah.
You pride yourself on...
being a maniac.
Well, no, but getting questions right.
That's right.
The whole Stump Rothberg thing. So right off the bat, leadoff. Boom. Done. Was that the first leadoff one? No, the contest today was leadoff, too.
Both winners today leadoff.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. 1-800-919-3776 to get involved in the Yankees conversation. Again... is it a good loss? No. Are you disappointed and disgusted? Absolutely. But overall, in the grand scheme of things, you had a bad inning. Your starter kind of gave up the boat in the 7th, and your bullpen was dreadful. You lost the game. But the day before, you won a game in somewhat similar fashion. So this doesn't horrify me. I know you lost. I know you're frustrated by that. But you've been playing really good baseball. I'm not horrified by what happened to the Yankees last night,
if I'm just
a Yankees fan.
Right, but this is not just to the Baltimore Orioles, right? This is a good baseball team. This is a good Orioles team.
A very good team.
Right, and it's a team that you're looking up at in the standings, and you had an opportunity in the 7th. You had a 4-run lead, and you let it slip away. And I think the point you made today, because that's what I like to do is give you credit when you make points.
Which I appreciate.
Rather than steal them, was that it was a tough spot for Aaron Boone, too, because I'm sure, I mean, everyone wants to blame the manager because that's the easy thing to do. But, you know, Nestor pitched really well for 6 innings.
Correct.
And I know and I understand that he struggled third time through the lineup, so that's something that they need to try to fix. And he's at 77 pitches. So, of course, you're bringing him off for the 7th inning, and you're going to expect that he goes out and he executes. And you have, listen, it drives me crazy, too, with the lanes and everything else. But you add him, and was it the right time to pull him? Should they have left him in? You can make, you know, whatever argument either side of
it's
that.
It's a no-win situation.
But he kept him in. You know, and it ends up with a 3-run home run.
Isn't that fair? It's a no-win situation. You put Cortes
back
in. Depending
on when you wanted to take him out.
Well, he wanted to give him run to try to pitch that 7th inning. Pitch-wise. No,
I'm saying, but once the first two guys get on, if now you said to yourself, okay,
let's get him out
this
now.
Is the time
so,
he's done.
So, okay, in your mind, he left him in one batter too long?
Maybe.
All right.
Only because he had a home run.
I think there are a lot of times where you can really criticize Boone for maneuvers he makes or doesn't make. I think, to me, it's really Monday morning quarterback to do it last night.
Well, no, I think the argument that you would make, if that is your stance, would be that you understand that he's at 77 pitches, let's bring him off for the seventh, but the first sign of trouble, let's get him out of there because third time through the lineup, he's not been good. And they decided to stick with him. So leadoff walk, which is not leadoff walks, you don't want to have that happen.
Killers.
So now you got two on, and you got the lefty coming up, and I get it, lefty-lefty, but was this the time before the Frazier home run to take him out?
And then let's be fair. Then the bullpen soiled themselves.
And they've been great.
Soiled themselves.
And the bullpen's been great.
An eight-run inning does not happen.
No.
No. So it happened last night, and you look to win two out of three. Clark Schmidt on the mound. You see if you can remedy this tonight. And if you do, last night's game goes away.
Yeah, but in the moment, it sucks.
I understand that. In the moment, it sucks. But if you win this game tonight, I think last night's game very quickly goes away. That's the beauty of baseball.
It's the beauty of baseball.
Is that you're 24 hours away from success.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Aaron Rodgers, who goes on really every show but ours.
Oh, they're really trying. They're doing the whole media blitz thing. Well, okay. He went on the K show already.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's only allowed on one show on the station.
It feels that way.
Well, how about coming on with us?
Well, listen. He doesn't like you. It's clear. The Jets don't like you. That's clear.
You think Aaron Rodgers knows who I am?
I just know I've heard from people that you make the athlete uncomfortable. You ask hard-hitting, really awkward questions.
Sorry. What do you want me to just to do? Go in
just
there.
Just ask a nice question.
So how are your receivers? They good?
No.
That's what I'll do. We'll go out to Jets.
That's what Saturday morning Dave would do.
So how are you feeling about things overall? Good.
How's the football he throws? Is it nice? Is it spiraling?
Are we going to Giants camp?
I don't know. I never told you the Giants player that we might be having on as a weekly.
I know, because I want to be surprised, and it's not going to happen.
Okay.
No, okay.
Talks are happening. Listen, you believe it or you don't.
You sent the text, RJ, what, 6 months ago?
Is it negotiations? Like, what are we doing here?
No, because he's full of baloney.
Then, you know what? If we get this guy, you're not permitted to ask questions.
Fine.
Fine.
I'll take the segment off.
Good. You go home.
I'm not going to go
home. Like Raymond with the Yankees game. You just leave whenever you want.
Raymond, you're never going to live this down.
It's a bad look.
Was that a Santiago 6 Yankees jersey?
I don't know that you could even do that.
You can't put numbers on Yankees jerseys. You can't put names.
I guess you could.
You could if you wanted to.
No.
There's people that walk around with names on the back of the jersey.
A Yankees jersey?
Yeah.
Yankees don't have names on the back of the jersey.
Right, but you can get it custom made.
Yeah, but that's what kind of a fan
are you? How many Santiago 6s do you know that play for the Cowboys? A lot?
Many.
Stop.
It's like the Texas A&M 12th man.
Right, so we have to get that made.
Yeah, but they put their last names on the back of Cowboys jerseys. They don't put them on the back of Yankees jerseys.
It's not prohibited.
It's frowned upon.
Right, but
it's frowned upon.
But you could take it to somebody that will do it.
There's plenty of people who do that with the Yankees jerseys. They'll put their name and a number. So it's definitely possible. I didn't do that, but that's what people can do.
See?
Great. We done? Can we hear from Aaron Rodgers?
Please.
Okay.
Up to you.
He was on, thanks Raymond, he was on Sirius XM yesterday. This is a good question. What defines success for you in year one?
I was traded here with the idea that there's a team in place that can win a championship. And, being an older player, that's what you want to do. You want to add to your legacy, and championships obviously really add to your legacy. So I've always said I think there's 8 to 10. I think the 6 you mentioned are all in the conversation. I think there's probably some other ones that deserve some love as well. The AFC, you have the 6 you mentioned. 4 of those are AFC teams. I'm obviously very strong. We have the reigning Super Bowl champs in our conference now, and one of the best players in the league in Fatty, and then obviously the Bengals had a great run the previous year and got a great football team in our division. I think there's 4 really good teams. We get to see kind of where we stack up in the first game of the year against my buddy Josh and the Buffalo Bills, which would be a fun way to start the season.
So he doesn't run from it. He says right off
no,
the bat,
we can't.
We are Super Bowl. That defines success for us.
Yeah, well, I think he understands that, and I think one of the things that we talked about before he made it known on McAfee that he had intended to be a Jet was what it would do for his legacy and how much he was concerned. Like, was that something that he was thinking about? Right? Like, was his legacy on his mind?
Legacy matters to him, which I really like.
I like it.
You know, because so many guys will pretend that it doesn't. Like, I bet you away from the field, they're home and they think about legacy and what does it mean and where am I in the hierarchy of things. Instead of running away from it, he owns it. Yes, legacy greatly matters to him. Good for him.
Well, it would sound ridiculous if he ran away from it. I mean, this is it's pretty clear why he's here and why he left Green Bay. Like, I mean, seriously.
He wants to win.
Right, he wants to win. He came to a team that he feels like has the pieces to do it. Not to mention that his OC is here, who he's more than...
It's he loves just, him.
Yeah, right, it's his buddy.
Right.
So, I think the most important thing from that clip was that he understands that it is about his legacy and how much he's going to have to invest into this for it to actually work.
Speaking
he's not
of,
stupid.
Of legacy, did you hear what Patrick Mahomes had to say?
I did.
Yeah, this is good. Let's play this audio. He worries more about legacy than making money.
Me, my agent, and the team always keep open communication. Try to do whatever is the best for the team, but obviously I want to do the best for myself as well. I've always said I worry about legacy and winning rings more than making money at this moment. I know we keep communication. We see what's going on around the league, but at the same time, I'll never do anything that's going to hurt us from keeping the great players around me. So it's kind of teetering around that line.
If you were a Chiefs fan, would you erect a statue yes. of Patrick Mahomes on your front
yeah,
lawn?
Yeah, he's doing, I mean, he is handling himself so perfectly.
So he went there, and they didn't play him, and he was fine. He goes in, he takes the job, and he's awesome. He goes to the AFC Championship game at a minimum every single year. He's won two Super Bowls. He handles himself with, you know, class and grace and plays through injury. And says, I'll take less money. Is there a drawback with this guy? Is there any negatives with him?
Well, you know what the beauty of this is? And Brady did the same thing. Is that you have, because he's not taking the most money, he gets credit for taking less money. But in actuality, he's still making a ton.
Well, what does he make, $50 million
a
year?
Ton of money. Yeah, I mean, he signed a 10-year, $450 million contract with... 100 and call it almost $42 million guaranteed.
But he'll see all of that.
Oh, yeah, right.
But and more because they'll restructure it along the way.
It gives them the opportunity now to keep pushing it down.
Right. So by the time it's said and done, he's going to make how much money would you think he'd make? He could make what, $700 million in the NFL?
Probably. Yeah, I mean, he's going to be 28 this season. Patrick Mahomes' dead cap hit for the season is $134 million.
Oh, my God. But they know he's going to be here. Why
yeah, but
would he
he's
not?
Done. But this is exactly how, and whoever's advising him is, I mean, he's doing it so well because you hear this all the time from everybody that criticizes. Like it was the thing they would criticize Aaron about compared to Tom Brady. Why? How come you don't just take less like Tom Brady did to keep the team together?
Right.
And meanwhile, Tom Brady's making a ton of money, and he's winning, and that's I mean that's if you're a Kansas City Chiefs fan, and the best player in football is talking about how. No, I'm going to always do what's right by the team and make sure we can keep our best players. Meanwhile, wink, wink, I know yeah. I'm going to always get paid
we'll pay you,
tons of money.
You have nothing to worry about. Can you imagine being like a Chargers, Raiders, Broncos fan and think to yourself, this guy is going to be here for the next 10 years plus?
Well, just being a fan of a team in the AFC right now.
Okay, but even more so, that division. Like, how are you ever going to win the division? That team is going to, unless he gets hurt or misses time, they're going to win 13 games every season.
Right, and if you're Andy Reid, I mean, it's like, yeah, when are you going to retire? Why? Why would I retire?
I haven't looked at it recently.
This guy is my quarterback?
He's going to wind up, Andy Reid is going to wind up as, I mean, top three he's winningest coaches there. Of all time. Because they're going to win double-digit games every single year.
As long as he stays healthy, yeah.
So it's remarkable.
He's that good.
Oh, Reid is a genius. Mahomes is great. Their offensive
Kelsey's
system
awesome.
Is phenomenal. But even when Kelsey goes, they'll find another guy. They always replace them. They always find them. They replenish
yeah,
them.
Yeah, but I think, just, like you said, though, I think he's the guy, though.
He is the guy.
Yeah.
He is the, you know, Sky Moore, Kadarius Toney.
Yeah, they had Juju last year.
All like yeah. those guys are Nicole interchangeable yeah. as long as you have an offensive line that will keep him upright, Patrick Mahomes, and Travis Kelsey.
And now all of a sudden the addition of what Pacheco brings to that offense, too.
He's
they can run the ball.
Good little running back. You know, Raymond said last break that he thinks Dak Prescott better than Patrick Mahomes.
No, he didn't say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he did.
Stop.
I don't know that that's true.
That's not nice.
All right, Raymond. Three stars.
Today's Three stars, number three.
And no better place to start than there, because this whole thing started because of Rick, to steal a word from your vocabulary, your fakakta quarterback list from Sam Monsanto.
It was a great list.
Somehow features Kirk Cousins as the number nine quarterback.
Fakakta. If I just got you some like bland, generic top 10 list, and you guys just rifled through it, it's boring.
You did a great job because it was engaging. It kept us going the entire segment. None of us could guess that it was Kirk Cousins.
Because it shouldn't have been.
And look, and it carried basically the last hour of the show.
Yes.
So great job.
Number two.
Good job. Look at you stroking his ego.
This is the revenge factor because he said this.
I'll do an extra hour. You want to do an extra hour?
I don't think it'll be approved, but I would do an extra hour. How long do you think we could do before you're like, I have to be done?
Probably sometime like mid-afternoon, I think.
3 o'clock.
Yeah, probably.
So you can go to three, but brunch is off the table. I just want to be very clear on that. Okay, gotcha. All right.
Understood. Right in your face.
It's working, though.
Number one.
Oh, let's do a working brunch.
Dave, you're not safe either because you're over here. You mock me for leaving the ballpark early. And again, it's because I care about this job. I care about you and making you sound good. I get here on time. You walk through the door at 5:57 and almost boil Rick's tea on his lap. You know, listen, it's all about effort here. I care about my job. Do you?
More than you'll ever
know. You could boil your tea right in my lap.
Not all of us can just say...
But I have a nice can.
And get by in life.
Oh. Well, you don't have the nice rump that I have, unfortunately for you and yours. It's Rule 76.
So bootylicious. No excuses, flag of champion. It's DPH or Rothenberg. And...
Let's go, Mets.
On 98.7 ESPN. They did give you a swag bag, but I kept it.
Thanks for listening to the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.